Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro, count on it.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
We all want to be a part of something bigger. We want to experience what it feels like to go beyond the expected and discover something truly exceptional. To tap into the energy of a movement that moves society forward, Valparaiso University is the place for those who strive for a better world. At Valpo, you'll grow in every aspect of your life, personal, professional, and spiritual. Think of the world you want to live in. Then come to Valpo and build it. Learn more at valpo.edu.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card. And this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. Pete Futek in 1 minute on The Score.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time, shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric.
Pete Futek.
Great, with a capital G, the highest level of grade.
Publisher of College Football News.
What is it that makes our military superior? He was like, that's easy. We're the only football-playing nation in the world.
He hates your favorite team.
Rankings don't matter at the end because they're just going to put Alabama in the college football playoff anyway.
Pete Futek on The Score.
Let's talk college football with Pete Futek, who is on Twitter, at Pete Futek. He is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and there he is on Twitch. I see him. Hello, Pete. How are you?
What's happening? How's it going?
It's good. You can check him out at twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. So Big Ten football is upon us. How representative is it going to be? How close are these teams with everything that all has been said and done and opt-outs and with everything else that's going on? How close are these teams to what we thought they were going to be, I don't know, 6 months ago?
Yeah, in terms of personnel, it's pretty close. I mean, you have a couple opt-outs here and there, but a lot of the main guys came back in, like Rashad Bateman, a first-round caliber wide receiver from Minnesota's back. Rondale Moore, who's kind of like this year's Henry Ruggs for Purdue, he's back in. So a lot of the guys came back once there's football again. And, you know, look, forgetting all the controversy and how we got here and all the other parts about this, look, I've lived pretty much my entire life on or around a Big Ten campus. We have Big Ten football this weekend, so I am prepared to go fully meatball and just blow off everything else and be like, great, hey, we're getting to watch these guys do this. And it's after this first few months of college football so far, it's been a little shaky, but all right, now the Big Ten's back, and I can tell from traffic and everything else, the interest is more than there at this point.
What are we really doing here, though? I mean, how is it, you know, Michigan just decided they're going to lock everybody down? Wisconsin is terrifying right now in what's happening with the hospital capacity and the transmission of cases. How long is this going to go before it's inevitably shut down due to postponements and positives?
I don't think it is. Look, you know, this is the one part about this whole equation that that nobody really kind of planned for. With it was kind of like, okay, well, we're going to run colleges as we know it, and once we start having breakouts and once you can't do classes and the optics are going to be weird, how do you possibly have college football when the students aren't even going? Look, you know, anecdotally, every student I know, including at Big Ten campuses, has got it. And it's like, it's just kind of part of the deal. You get it, and then you go out and, hey, we're able to be indestructible now and that whole kind of thing. And college football has just kind of rolled on. It's the part of this that we didn't really factor in, that on the one hand, you have a global pandemic. It's really awful. All the optics are horrible. And on the flip side, yay, college football. And it just, it's kind of unseemly in every way possible, but it's just marching on no matter what. And I don't think it stops, to the point of where you mentioned Michigan, where they're saying we don't have classes, we don't have students who are, we have students who are on lockdown, but we're kind of doing this so we can also have college football at the same time. It's bad on every other level, except for the fact that the sport itself is going to be happening. And at least it might be a diversion if we want to make some sort of lemonade out of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I wish I could just sort of blithely say, oh yeah, college football rolls on as this is all going on. But to me, it still comes down to the responsibility. Obviously, college students themselves, they say, oh well, we got it and now we're fine. First of all, we don't know that because we don't know what it's doing to human bodies and won't know for a long time. And second of all, it's a pandemic. It's contagious. Other people, people who have less symptoms or no symptoms or who are otherwise healthy are therefore able to transmit it. And that's why people across Wisconsin in nursing homes, et cetera, are dying. Like, human beings are literally dying. And because college, because no one really runs college football, this is the conference where everybody complained and whined and bitched and sort of got their way because people were maybe tired of hearing it or they just, I don't know. None of it really makes any sense to me.
Yeah, it's you're right. The problem with this becomes there's two other sides of this, which is on the one side, the football players themselves, if they're testing negative and are okay, they're actually probably safer than the rest of the student body because they're not in a literal bubble, a bubble of football, but they are in a sort of a set routine where they are constantly medically supervised and it's being hammered in their heads to be safe, be safe, be safe. So the players themselves and the football guys themselves are actually sort of okay compared to the rest of the student population. It's the sight of the fans in the stands that's weird, because even NFL games, you don't really have, maybe, you know, Jerry World you do, but in most places you don't have fans, or if you do, they are so spread out that at least it seems like it's all right. Every shot of every game, the director's finding shots of people in stands with the masks with their, you know, under their nose or just not at all, and it just kind of is like, and then you're immediately thought, you can't, this is not right that you're having all these packs of people in these stadiums together. But the football on the field is okay. But then you get the other side of this is, college football now is unfortunately kind of become the norm where it's like, okay, these two teams can't play this week because there's a COVID outbreak on the team, and okay, we'll just kind of keep marching on. And it's just really sort of odd, but that's everything. I mean, that's the NFL now. That's every aspect of life. It just seems a little more unseemly because college athletes and college sports are just a different sort of thing when you're talking about 18 to 23-year-old kids.
Is this just Ohio State and everybody else when all is said and done?
Probably. The one part about this that's the issue on a football-related side of this is look at the SEC. Look at college football in general. This year is a humongous year for the gambler types because all the underdogs are coming through. All the overs are coming through. There's nothing. Everyone's kind of guessing on these lines for the Big Ten. It's like you can say, yes, of course, Alabama's 100 miles better than Nebraska, but LSU was supposedly 100 miles better of Mississippi State. Arkansas was supposed to go 0-10 and be double-digit underdogs in every game, and all of a sudden they can actually play college football and be pretty well. Because what we don't know is who's in shape, who's not, who can tackle. You know, maybe because the Big Ten's starting later, these guys are in better shape than the rest of the college teams were to start the season because these guys didn't have their win. You can kind of see some teams had it and some teams didn't, and a lot of them just now are starting to get their legs. So right now when it comes to lines and teams and what we know, okay, you know, this might be that everyone's guessing. So either everything goes to normal and these lines are way off and the favorites are going to blow them away, or you're going to get something crazy like, you know, Purdue beating an Iowa or an Indiana getting by Penn State.
Which has the bigger, more interesting quarterback question, Michigan or Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin's a little bit cut and dry only because when Jack Cohn is healthy, he's probably still the guy. The controversial part about that is Graham Mertz is probably the most talented quarterback recruit the program ever has gotten. So if he's great from the start, I think he's going to be the guy because there's a quarterback who could have gone to Alabama. He could have gone anywhere, and he's at Wisconsin. It's not the type of quarterback that the Badgers usually get. Michigan's also, it's a little bit hard because the Michigan quarterback situation's always hard, and it's one of the weirder things under Jim Harbaugh. Here's the guy who created Andrew Luck. He's the one who discovered and made Colin Kaepernick an almost Super Bowl winning quarterback. He is a quarterback guru, and they've never been able to fix quarterback. You want to know the problem with Michigan compared to, say, Ohio State? Ohio State lineage, you have, you know, Justin Fields, JT Barrett, Dwayne Haskins, right down the line of great quarterback after great quarterback. Michigan hasn't had that, but this kid Joe Milton, he has got all the tools to be fantastic, but they have not gotten consistent quarterback play yet under Harbaugh there.
What's going to look different about a Northwestern offense with a new coordinator? Because last year was really, my TV wanted to turn itself off when I put them on.
Yeah, they might actually do this whole scoring thing that the kids are all into. It's a crazy concept that maybe you might want to, you know, move the offense a little bit and score. It's going to be faster, quicker tempo. The fundamentals of Northwestern are and were strong. The lines are great. The offensive line is good. The defense was solid enough last year. But as you said, that offense just couldn't do anything. Peyton Ramsey, a grad transfer from Indiana, might help out the quarterback situation. They have a decent backfield. The receiving core is a little shaky, but the offense should be a little bit better. But it's still going to be Northwestern. It's still going to try to muck it up, drag you down to its level, play Pat Fitzgerald style where, you know, do everything right. To own the time of possession if you can, own the turnover battle, play great defense, hang around, and then goal. This Northwestern's probably going to be one of those night and day different better teams this year, depending on how they are shape-wise.
Meanwhile, Illinois is getting 20 points in Friday night's matchup against aforementioned Wisconsin. Hard to believe it's already Lovie Smith's fifth year in Champaign. And where are reasonable expectations now?
Bad. I don't see it. Unless there's something crazy this year. It's, once again, it's not only just the fifth year of the Lovie Smith era. This is like the fifth rebuilding year in the Lovies. They're always going, it's like they're in a perpetual youth movement where they keep trying to find all these young players. They're starting 22 is okay. They're going to be good enough to, on the right day, kind of like it happened last year where they came through late against, I believe it was Michigan State, and certainly in that game against Wisconsin where 19 things had to go wrong at the end and they pulled it out late. But they just hung around, and, you know, they pulled it off. Illinois this year, up talent-wise, they're not really quite there with even Iowa, much less Wisconsin. But, you know, we'll see. I'm really curious on Friday night. I think it's going to be just as simple as with a new quarterback, new running back, a lot of new parts for Wisconsin. They're going to rely on a great defensive front, and they're just going to be Wisconsin. They're just going to run the ball 80 times, hold the ball for 74 minutes, and just say, okay, Illinois, you're just never going to have a ball.
Outside of the Big Ten, there is a story in Austin that is interesting on a lot of levels, and it has to do with the song, The Eyes of Texas, what it means, what it's about, who can be required to sing it, and there are a lot of strings connecting a lot of aspects of our current climate to what's going on at the University of Texas. What do you know about it?
Yeah, I did. Some of my really old school alumni friends from Texas who I just assumed were going to be like, you know, it's Texas, you know, we're doing this song. They're conflicted. This is not an easy one. This is not as cut and dry as like saying we have to ban Confederate flags at a Ole Miss game or change the name of a Washington football team or, you know, any of the more basic, you know, easy ones that we know. Because the song itself isn't actually that bad. As we've joked about before, once you get in like the third or fourth verse of any college fight song, it gets a little racist maybe. There's maybe a line about slaughtering Native Americans or something like this.
Or our national anthem when you start getting into some of the other verses.
Yep. Or the person who created the song is a Nazi sympathizer. There's always something weird when you get into something that's been around for over 100 years. The song itself is kind of okay, except for the fact that it does totally rip off I've Been Working on the Railroad, which has its politically incorrect hinges, but that's not really even the problem here. The song was created by a bunch of students who performed a kind of a minstrel series variety show in blackface back in 1903. Yeah. So there it's several sides to this. So the song isn't bad. The people who performed it over 100 years ago kind of, sort of did it.
No, that's not kind of, sort of.
But 100 years ago, but you can kind of see the problem here. So you've got the old school alumni base who, the big time donor class, who are going to all, who have had the Eyes of Texas in an infinite loop in their head since birth, being like, wait, I cried on the sidelines with my grandpappy on this song. You know,
it's the Chief Illini wax stuff.
Well, except it's emotional, yeah. The difference being is that it's not directly a mascot or a person that needs to be canceled out. It's more of the performance of the song. But on the flip side of that, like, if you want it, it's a fight song. Like, come on. Like, if you're gonna feel weird every time it's played, then just change it to something different. But it's a big enough controversy where you've got a south end of an end zone that's not totally built yet. You've got a really rich alumni base that are gonna pull their funds if they don't do this. You've got now the new culture of recruiting where you're gonna have a smarter, more informed, more, you know, I don't want to use the word woke, but a more socially conscious group of players who are going to come in, especially at Texas, where you usually get guys with brains who are going to be like, I'm not going to Texas because you've got this song. Forgetting the fact that if you're going to Texas in the first place, the city that you're in is named after a guy who kind of sort of made slavery happen in the state of Texas. So the whole thing has got so many different nuances to it, and it's a problem because either you keep the song and you keep the money from all the really rich Jim Bob boosters, or you ditch this, but at the same time, you lose a lot of the top recruits that you could probably get. And it's just, there's a whole slew of problems with this. It is really one of the more interesting sports controversies because there is no direct cut and dry answer except for, don't play the song and then just ditch the money.
Well, here we go with Big Ten college football, and I have to be honest with you. I know this is what you do. I know this is your, you know, your professional life is college football. I'm having a difficult time with it. I'm finding it incredibly directly representative of mass American stupidity and ignorance, more so than any other sport, than anything we're seeing, more so than any professional sport, that this one, these these stadiums, the way the fans are behaving, the way coaches are behaving, the fact that it's sort of rudderless and leaderless, and that's allowed people to compel the free labor back to work for them as campuses are getting shut down. It's going to be tough for me to find that place again.
I am with you. And the problem with it also is it's kind of like, up yours in your face when it comes to college football, and a lot of the culture of people are like, it's just a fad. This thing is going to go away. We're on the right side of this. And it just kind of shoves it in your face, as opposed to like the NFL, where these are grown men with jobs and they're getting paid lots and lots of money. And I'm not trying to justify this the other way, but the players don't have to play. You know, they should be getting paid. They are not getting proper. But they fought for this. We saw this all summer. We saw the parents. We saw the players. The "we want to play" movement. The players want to be out there. And whether we think it's right or not, and it looks bad, and the nuance and the optics of this are bad in so many ways, they're choosing to do this. So in that level, yeah. But to your point, again, I have the bigger problem with just the fan bases, like the Florida, like Dan Mullen saying, "Oh, we want 90,000 people in the stands," and you know, just the flaunting, "Oh, we're not gonna, we social distance and all, we don't do that kind of thing down here." And it just and the look of it from a national standpoint compared to other sports just looks really unseemly.
But here we go. It's Wisconsin, Illinois, Friday night, under the lights. Pete Futek.
As we've learned, once the ball gets kicked off, everything else tends to kind of fade away. But yeah.
I know. This is our world of cognitive dissonance. Few, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Good help.
Anytime, Dan.
That is Pete Futek, college football news, longtime friend of the station and the show. And if you missed it earlier, as part of the traveling Stan Bowman Blackhawks rebuild, not a rebuild roadshow, he made an appearance with Mully and Haw this morning as part of it. He's actually going to be joining the Madhouse podcast with Jay Zawoski and James Naveau a little bit later on today. I look forward to hearing that. But I want to hear from Stan Bowman and hear the latest on his explanation as to what the Blackhawks are doing or kind of not doing, because I still have all kinds of questions as to what the mechanics are of trying to get there from here and whether or not they really can, as he explained. But he's being very generous with his time lately because he's got things to say, as he did this morning. If you're a Blackhawks fan, you want to stick around and hear this. That's coming up next on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Talking about Kyle Fuller, what do you want him to do? Like, he's playing the game the way that defenders would love to play the game, and he's being penalized for it. It's really silly, and I've enjoyed watching him turn into this player. It wasn't that long ago that the Bears were talking about maybe him not being a part of this.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com. Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by Power Play Distributors.
If you're looking to be the proverbial winner-winner with chicken dinner, then look to your local Jewel Osco. They've just rolled out their exclusive O Organics all-natural chicken, which means you get a bird that's been humanely raised on a wide-open free range. Needless to say, O Organics chicken tastes great, and it won't break the bank. So whether you're concocting your world-famous chicken parmesan or creating a savory stir-fry, see why new O Organics chicken is a must-try. It's all fresh to your family from Jewel Osco.
Mark your calendars for the new Open House Chicago, the Chicago Architecture Center's 10th Annual Citywide Festival, October 16th through the 25th. 10 full days of OHC include self-guided outdoor experiences like walking, driving, and bike tours through more than 20 fascinating neighborhoods and more than 20 inspiring online programs you can enjoy from anywhere. The new OHC brings you endless ways to explore this fascinating city, all created with your safety in mind. Start your discovery at openhousechicago.org.
20. If you're in the market for windows, you need to call Russ Armstrong. He's the owner of Chicago Window Guys, and he came out to the house, and he looked around where we needed windows, and he said, okay, he measured a bunch of things. He said, now I'm going to go make the windows. I said, what do you mean make the windows? He said, well, yeah, what do you think we're doing here? He said, I custom make these low emissivity windows to fit exactly just right. And when the windows were made, his people came out and installed them. There's no third-party subcontracted labor. It's people who work directly for him, so he knows everybody who's in and around your house, and it's terrific. I couldn't be happier with these great windows. You also will get the best price, and you'll deal directly with the owner. Call the Chicago Window Guys today at 847-881-3060. When you mention my name, don't forget to do that. You will receive 10% off. Check out Russ's reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. KARS-FOR-KIDS.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. No one can predict what's going to happen, but almost all economists agree that you need to be locked in to your refinance before the election. Right now, the Federal Reserve is taking action, reducing interest rates down into the twos. We can get you closed in as little as 30 days, and you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. Start saving now. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
With it.
If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Today, meet Sue and Tom, happily married, about to close on their first home when COVID-19 hit mid-March. Well, Sue and Tom called David because they were concerned about purchasing a home with so much uncertainty surrounding the economy. David answered their questions. He assured them Team Hochberg would cancel their loan if they didn't feel comfortable purchasing at this time. And he recommended they talk it over and call him back in the morning. Well, Sue and Tom called the next morning, and they thanked David for answering their questions honestly and for not pressuring them into purchasing the home. If you are purchasing a home and you'd like to work with a lender who will look out for your financial best interest during these challenging economic times like he helped Sue and Tom, call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners but can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro. Count on it.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
This holiday season, more people are mailing stuff than ever before, and that means the post office is going to be busy, filled with people. You want that? Well, Stamps.com brings the post office and now UPS shipping right to your computer. You can mail and ship anything from the convenience and safety of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do with the post office, you can do with just a few clicks. Stamps.com also saves you money with deep discounts you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com brings the services of the USPS and UPS to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller fulfilling orders, or even a giant warehouse sending thousands of packages. Stamps.com handles it all. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. And with Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp, up to 40% off priority mail, up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. Saves you time, saves you money, keeps you safer. And it's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses are already using Stamps.com. So don't spend a minute of your holiday season anywhere near the post office. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with the promo code Bernstein, you get this special offer. It includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitment. There is no contract. You go to stamps.com. You click the microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in my last name, Bernstein. It's stamps.com. Enter B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better. But in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventNose.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventNose.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We were doing this anyway. I think that the biggest change is being more open with what we were doing. Like, we were, last year, look at the how many, we were the youngest team last year in the playoffs. We had a lot of opportunities for Kirby Doc and Adam Boquist, and even the year before, Alex DeBrincat was 20 years old, led our team in goals. Like, so these things have been happening. We've been putting more and more emphasis on young players. This is not like a new shift.
Stan Bowman has been doing a lot of explaining lately because he wants to. The guy who, for the moment, is in full command of all things Blackhawks hockey has spent a lot of time making himself available, talking to people about the direction of the team. He is talking internally with players and externally with media, and he made his appearance this morning on Sports Radio 670 The Score with Mully and Haw, and they asked him about the message he released Tuesday that was intended to be the start of this new effort to be more transparent about the direction of the team.
Stan, the kind of rebuild you described in the letter to the fans sounds like a full commitment. So help me out here. Looking at your roster, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Duncan Keith, and Brent Seabrook, it makes me wonder, how is that possible to have a full rebuild with those guys on your roster? The only way I see you could pull it off if it, one of those guys that describe, they have no movement clauses. You know, if they waive it and you're able to move them, then that's a full rebuild. How realistic is that, and have you asked them about that possibility?
Well, I think the problem here is in the terminology, full rebuild. I think it means, it appears to mean something different in your description there than what we're talking about. What we're committed to doing is trying to build back up more depth in our roster. That doesn't, it's not like it's one option or another where you have to remove every player from your team. Otherwise, it's not a rebuild. You can call it whatever term you want to call it. I think what we're trying to do is build up more depth, because right now, we have a lot of good pieces in our team. You know, it's not like we're starting from scratch to make our team back to being one of the top teams in the league. And we're headed in that direction, but we don't have enough. And we think the way forward is to incorporate more younger players as well as give them the ability to develop. And we've committed to doing that. So that's what our focus is. And that's what we've been on this path for the last year or two. I think the biggest change is we're being more open with where we're headed.
When you seek feedback, Stan, I think that sometimes you get stuff that maybe you don't want to hear, or, you know, not everybody's going to agree with you 100% of the time. So while we love transparency, I think a lot of people wonder about accountability. And so how do you explain to the people who might be critical of this process or the move in this direction that, okay, you're the guy who is leading the Hawks out of this, you know, I guess funk or this decline and into the next phase. And you were the same guy that kind of was the general manager while they kind of slipped in that direction. And now you've had a lot of success, but the last few years, obviously the playoff drought is something that was a problem. You guys got in this year, but it was because of the fluky format. How do you explain to those people where accountability lies within the organization?
Oh, certainly, David, there's accountability. And, yeah, you're right. My decisions are the ones that always have to be judged and evaluated. And I'm the first to admit that not every decision we've made has worked out. And it's certainly contributed to where we are now. I think looking back at it, you know, when we had the run when we were at the top, when we either were winning or we were one of the top teams in the league, you're doing your best to, you know, prolong that. And you do a lot of short-term moves in those moments to trading away draft choices, trading away young players to try to prolong your time at the top. And there's always a reckoning coming. And I think, you know, we've seen that the last couple of years, because when, you know, when you're chasing the cup and you trade first round draft picks and young players, you don't feel the pain right away. Because those players don't help you for 2, 3, 4 years down the road. That's where we've been the last couple of years, where we don't have those guys in their, you know, early 23, 24, 25 year age bracket, because that was when, you know, we were dealing them away. So, and that was me that dealt them away. So that's fair to be critical of that. And I've not tried to run from that. That's a reality of our business. And when you're at the top and you're trying to extend it, that's a typical move that makes sense in the moment. And then some of them work, some of them don't, and you have to try to recover from it. So I think that's the steps that we're taking now, which is trying to build it back up. And, you know, you'd love to do it as quickly as possible. And I think we're headed back up where we want to get to. It's not like we're heading down, we're heading back up. We have some young players that are, you know, exciting to watch, and I think they will continue to play a larger role on the team going forward. And when we can do that and have more young players join the mix, I think it looks for optimism for everybody.
You know, Jonathan Toews came out and talked, and he's usually not the guy that's coming out and talking, but he was not happy about some stuff, and you said that you've talked to him since then. I heard you say also that you talked to the Core Four about what was happening to Toews and Kane and to Keith and Seabrook. You know, everybody's in a different situation, and these are players that know nothing but sort of success in their careers, and now you're looking at moving into a different phase in their career. We know the no-move trades. I'm just curious, what was their reaction when you were transparent with them about what's going on?
Well, I think I will give you a brief summary. I think it's better to always hear it from them. I don't want to put words into their mouth, but the way I would explain it is it's pretty simple. The players play because they want to win. So that's all they're saying is, look, we want to win, and that's our focus. And, you know, we want to win as well. I think the moves that we're doing by trying to give larger roles to young players, it's so that we can surround those players with better players and give us a deeper team to have a chance. I think looking back to where we were this summer, you know, we won one round of the playoffs against Edmonton, and then we weren't good enough to beat Vegas. And Vegas is a very strong team. They're probably one of the top two or three in the league right now. They're deep from top to bottom, and that's what we're trying to build. We're trying to get more depth. So, because we were competitive with Vegas, it was a 4-1 series defeat. But you know, if you watch that series closely, every game was very competitive. It was close. There was just a couple stretches in each game when they would be better than us, and that would be the difference. And so, my answer to them was, I get that. I understand that. You know, you're used to winning and you want to get back to the top, and we do as well. And the reason that we're relying on young players is because we need to find more players to give you guys a hand with this. And when you explain it that way, that we're not doing this for any other reason than trying to build it back up so that we can experience winning again, then they understood it. And, you know, it's certainly always challenging when the player you've played with for 10 or 12 years is no longer here. And I understand that there's, you know, your friend is going to another organization. So I think there's emotions involved with that, which is understandable as well. But when we explain why we're doing this and trying to surround them with better players, you know, it seemed like they understood that.
Well, that is Stan Bowman, and I do think that there's a lot of words there saying a lot of the same things that we have heard in various outlets. It leaves me with a couple of questions here I want to get to. This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Our producer, Jay Zawoski, who is the co-host of the Madhouse podcast with James Naveau, you've got Bowman on today, and you hear a lot of the essence of that. You hear the crux of some of that stuff. What does that leave you wanting to know?
I want to know what he's going to do about the current logjam of veterans that this team has. He talks about giving these young players the opportunity to play, and you download the depth chart or whatever you want to do to look at the roster, and it's just jam-packed of bottom six veteran guys who are okay but not great. They're just good enough to sort of get you to the middle, which is where they've already been for the last 3 years. So if the plan is to implement this young talent, where are they going to play? And are you going to tell, for instance, Andrew Shaw, who might be having a standard Andrew Shaw year, look, this kid's tearing it up in Rockford. We need to sit you down for the betterment of the future of the franchise. How's that going to go? How's that going to go over when you just got done telling the veterans, hey, we're bringing in pieces that can help you win now? How does that jive? You can't do both.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but I would love to also have him answer the question about the relationship that this team has with the coach, because we heard it. We have played sound, and we found it from Duncan Keith on, I think it was the Spittin' Chicklets podcast or elsewhere, yep, where he and some of the other veterans made it clear that Jeremy Colleton was doing things that didn't make them as comfortable as the things that Joel Quenneville did. And they explicitly said, this coach, da da da, the other coach, we liked it better under the other coach. And if that's getting out, if that's the stuff that we were hearing, it's got to be way more significant, frequent, widespread, internally, whether it's at a practice, whether it's rolling eyes or smacking a stick on the ice. That stuff trickles down to young players. And if you're still going to have Seabrook and Keith, and I'm not saying that Taves and or Kane is involved, it's more so Keith and Seabrook. They really have an influence on young players. And yeah, how can you do away with that issue of the example of not being fully bought in? Because that's poisonous.
Well, that's one of my key questions, because you might say that after your Zoom call, they bought in, but you're their boss, and of course you're going to buy in, right? We've all had Zoom calls with our boss. Not Mitch, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But that we've hung up and been like, what was that about, right? You know what I mean? So it's, you might sound on board one way and not actually be. And I'm going to sort of cite the example of, if I'm Adam Boqvist, right? I'm 20-year-old Adam Boqvist. I'm your top defensive prospect, and I'm standing on the ice of practice. Jeremy Colleton is breaking down a play or a strategy, and I look over at my defense partner, Duncan Keith, and Keith sighs or rolls his eyes or slaps a stick on the ice like you said. Which of those guys are you going to follow? Whose lead are you going to follow? And to me, a 20-year-old defenseman looking to break in and potentially be the next Duncan Keith, I'm looking at Duncan Keith. And that's, you know, if it's Joel Quenneville saying that, that's different, right? That's a veteran guy with skins on the wall. Jeremy Colleton does not have those skins on the wall. So the influence of those veterans, especially Keith and Seabrook, those two guys are so important. They've got to be on board, or at least pretend to be, if this is going to work.
Looking forward to hearing the conversation that you have with him a little bit later on. When we come back, it's some bad news for some people who have cut the cord and are still fans of the Chicago Cubs. We'll let you know the specifics of that in just a moment. You've got WSCR, The Score.
Mullion Hall is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9.
I love you guys so bad, by the way. You know, hey, Monday mornings, when the Bears win, it's the greatest day of my life.
Thanks, Sam.
Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
I'm so glad I have the chance once again to tell you about the amazing wine values that you get with Cameron Hughes at chwine.com and the special discounts that you're getting because you're hearing about it from me. Cameron has relationships with the best wineries around the world. And a little secret, a lot of these wineries don't actually bottle all the wine that they have. They produce a lot, but they keep prices high by keeping their official quantities low. And then they call Cam and they say, Cam, we got some juice for you. And he buys it. And then he puts it in bottles with his name and a number on it and charges you half of what it would otherwise cost. It's an amazing deal. It sounds too good to be true. It's not. And right now, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping on any order of three bottles or more when you go to chwine.com and you make sure that you use my code. And we are going to type in SCORE. It's just that simple. It's chwine.com. You type in SCORE, and you are going to get the best wine, better than what you're drinking right now, for a tremendous price. Here's an example. Make sure you get the lot 730 2018 Lodi Zinfandel. Gold medal wine, 90 points at the 2020 Sommelier Challenge. Gold medal of the 2020 Denver International Wine Competition. It's a phenomenal example of a classic Lodi Zin. Be careful with it because it is 15.5% alcohol. So it is it's a kick in the head, and it's delicious. Big upfront fruit bomb. Make that a part of your order. These wines are incredible. They sell out quickly. Go to chwine.com. 20% off and free shipping when you buy three or more bottles at checkout. Enter the code SCORE. That is chwine.com. The code is SCORE.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
has the key ingredient for everything from stir fries and satays to spaghetti sauces and stroganoffs. Chicken truly is an international favorite. Now, your local Jewel Osco is taking it to the next level with their all-new, all-natural, O-Organics chicken. It's humanely raised on the free range, and this vegetarian-fed chicken adds a special flair to any food affair. Whether it's an exotic Asian dish or a savory American-style stew, try O-Organics chicken with any recipe. It's all fresh to your family from Jewel Osco.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If you're a cord cutter and you say, I don't really have a cable subscription or a satellite subscription, I'm on, you know, Hulu or Sling or Sony View or Fubo. We're negotiating all of those agreements now.
Well, or unnegotiating them, unfortunately, because if you are a Hulu customer, I have some news that's not so good. That was Crane Kenny a while back on this show. This is a note from Hulu. And it reads, starting on October 23rd, which I believe is tomorrow, Hulu will no longer have the rights to distribute certain regional sports networks that are currently included with your Hulu Plus Live TV plan. While we were unable to reach an agreement with Sinclair Broadcast Group to continue offering channels like your Fox Sports, RSN, YES Network, and Marquee Network, the good news is that you will continue to have access to a wide variety of sports from other popular channels, including ESPN, TNT, TBS, FS1, and FS2. And it goes on to say, check out the Hulu Help Center for the full list, etc. And I don't know about such things that this doesn't necessarily constitute anything 100% absolutely final. I don't know about what these deadlines mean. Could this be negotiation? Could this be we were unable to reach an agreement with Sinclair, but opening the fact that they still could reach agreement with Sinclair? I don't know. I don't have that information. All I know is if you are a Hulu Plus Live TV subscriber and a big Cub fan, you may at least want to be beginning to make plans for next season. But there's a long time between now and the start of next season where things could get worked out. But, Jay, you may know more than I do. Is there any finality to this?
Actually, just got a note from a source close to Marquee telling me, quote, I wouldn't be too alarmed about this deal. So what you're sort of alluding to in terms of it's a negotiating tactic. Look, the Cubs know and Marquee knows realistically they've got until April to figure this thing out, right? April at the earliest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Marquee, it'd be nice to have in the offseason, but it's not a necessity until the games start counting. And I think they know that, and this could be a negotiation tactic. So who knows? But it's frustrating, okay. And it just kind of shines a big light on the entire sports streaming problem. It's in every sport, really. Why is it so hard to watch the damn game I want to watch? It shouldn't be this hard. It should not be this difficult. And it's frustrating because I'm someone who's had to switch between Hulu and YouTube TV. So when the Cubs season ended, I switched back to YouTube so I can get Red Zone, but then I can't get Red Zone with Hulu, and it's just, figure it out. it's ridiculous. And I just, you know, I don't have money for the other option. Let's just put it that way.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed on that then. Maybe it isn't as bad as the headline shows, and there's plenty of time for cooler heads and or better negotiating to prevail. When we come back, we'll do Transition with Lawrence Holmes on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's noted gambling expert Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week, all season long. Here is my play for tonight's football action. I have the Eagles -4.5. I've got Golden Tate scoring a touchdown, and I took the over 45. I bet $10 to win $126.23. If you like my picks, go ahead and bet them. You might want to bet opposite of me, though, because I sort of suck. You'll get $10 back if we don't win either way. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has same-game parlay bets. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. And if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, when you sign up so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Mark your calendars for the new Open House Chicago, the Chicago Architecture Center's 10th Annual Citywide Festival, October 16th through the 25th. 10 full days of OHC include self-guided outdoor experiences like walking, driving, and bike tours through more than 20 fascinating neighborhoods and more than 20 inspiring online programs you can enjoy from anywhere. The new OHC brings you endless ways to explore this fascinating city, all created with your safety in mind. Start your discovery at openhousechicago.org.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
As the key ingredient for everything from stir fries and satays to spaghetti sauces and stroganoffs, chicken truly is an international favorite. Now, your local Jewel Osco is taking it to the next level with their all-new, all-natural O-Organics chicken. It's humanely raised on the free range, and this vegetarian-fed chicken adds a special flair to any food affair. Whether it's an exotic Asian dish or a savory American-style stew, try O-Organics chicken with any recipe. It's all fresh to your family from Jewel Osco.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score. I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot. You know, I realize that. And seven rushes and, you know, the minimum amount of times that I totally understand that. We need to do it. You know, I never go into a game saying I want to throw the ball 54 times. You know, I would love to go into a game and say I want to run the ball 54 times, but that hasn't happened. So, you know, this is what I have to answer to.
Happy 1 year anniversary to that Matt Nagy comment. 1 year ago today. I know we need to run the ball. I'm not an idiot.
I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot.
And now it's big plays. Now, the offense is great, except they just don't get explosive plays. And they will get explosive plays because they will. That's what we learned from Allen Robinson today, is they're optimistic they can get better because they're optimistic they can get better. And the offense will get better because the offense will get better. I don't get it, but...